I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast that asks the most important sporting question of all. I'm Joel.
I'm Carney.
And I'm Tom.
Boys, how good's footy? Don't know yet. I got a taste of it.
How good is it, Joel?
Match Sims. And let me tell you.
Is that what they're calling them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because the preseason officially starts this week.
Yep.
Yeah.
The ones with, like, you can actually get stats and check stuff for. It's not like seven periods or whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was some wild times.
Yeah. That was wild times where Essendon lost by 66 points to St Kilda.
I don't think you did seven periods, though, did you?
No. Ours was four. Ours was traditional. A traditional four.
Well, Geelong's was a traditional four, and then the VFL played immediately after them, and some players played in both.
Yeah, Brisbane, I think, did the same. They basically, and Gold Coast were the same too, I think. After the fourth quarter, they went, right, game's over, now it's the VFL boys. Yeah.
Yeah, so and you're probably like, hey, don't be too upset. It's match sim, simulation. It's just whatever. It doesn't mean anything. And I'd say that's fair if we lost by, because, I mean, it's something that I don't know would have come up anyway, but like North Melbourne beat Collingwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they beat them by like two goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you lose by a couple of goals, or even if you lose by like 20 points, you might be trying some new stuff out.
We're just kicking the tires.
Losing by 11 goals is worrying, because they shouldn't have been, like, we should have been trying more so that we don't get 11 goals down.
Your tires are flat, Joel.
They shouldn't. Yeah, so.
Your car doesn't have wheels.
Car doesn't have
doors.
Clown car.
It's a clown car with no wheels, no doors.
No clowns.
No driver. Plenty of clowns, Tom.
But they're all on the boot and they're dead.
Yeah.
They've been shot.
And then I also can't even take like solace in the fact of like, oh, we didn't have our stars playing. There was a couple missing. Ridley, Draper.
Big stars.
That's about it.
Ridley explains
two
maybe.
Two meter beeper.
He's climbing up to two story apartments and he's just looking in.
Seeing what's going on. Anything good?
Hello. You've got to have your fence 2.1 meters. You've got to stop this menace.
Yeah.
Just keep the peeper out.
Hey, peeper, what? Get out of here.
I'm just peeping. I'm not hurting anyone. Yeah. So. We were missing those, and I think we were missing a couple of others, like Ben Hobbs. But that's not an 11. Like, we lost by fucking 11 goals to St Kilda.
Yeah.
In a practice match. Mm. Not even like a legit practice match.
I will say in your defense, and not a strong one, but just to remind everyone that St Kilda traditionally love preseason.
Do they?
They often perform well.
What are you basing that on?
A few Wizard Cup wins.
Wizard Cup hasn't existed for fucking 10 years.
A few JLT wins. I think they did well in the preseason last year, which is why everyone was like, oh, they're going to rise. I think St Kilda love overachieving at the start of the year.
I don't think that this even counts. I wouldn't even pay that. Next week, sure.
Yep.
I mean, I still wouldn't pay it, but this is like extra not paying.
Who do you play next week?
I don't know.
I know.
Oh, it's Geelong.
In Geelong.
They're gonna Friday even though night. Even oh. though Tom Hawkins traditionally hates training or preseason at all.
Mm.
He'll come out and he'll kick 15 on us.
Jeez. He looked all right, actually, in our little match sim.
Are you going to go to that one, Tom?
No, I'm not. It's like at 5 o'clock or something ridiculous like that. So I'm going to work. My mum and dad are going to go. Team man was telling me he's going down, so he'll be pumped for that.
That's good.
Yeah. I was last week we were discussing that, were we ready for footy? Were we ready? And immediately after that recording that episode last week,
on 16 pieces of news exploded.
Yeah, a lot of news exploded, but I found myself Tuesday morning for the first time in a long time looking for footy content. I started just typing Fox Footy into Twitter and having a look on there, and getting on my club's Instagram account, just seeing what we're up to and having a look at some of the preseason, the match sim results. And boys, I might have even on Tuesday morning about 11:30 fired up KO at work and did a bit of multitasking on my dual screens.
I listened to SEN on the way to work this morning.
Oh, he's back! But
that
was the seed.
Big.
Because it's Monday and I thought Kane was on, but he must have been on holiday.
Who'd you get?
It was Bucks and Sam Edmund.
Oh. When you're expecting, that's like rolling up and being like, I'm going to have.
It's when you're expecting gold and you get fed dog shit.
Yeah. I was going to say when you're expecting KFC and that you bite in that first piece of chicken and they've fried a turd.
Yeah. It is just like that.
Yeah.
I guess we'll start with like one of the big things that happened this weekend. This happened in a match sim. And the reason I'll start with this is because there has been an update as of today.
Oh, good. I want to hear this update.
So Sam Palpepa.
Straight to the tribunal.
Basically beheaded Mark Keane in a practice match. Came in with a late hip and shoulder while Mark Keane was already being tackled. Hip and shouldered him directly in the head, concussed him.
Straight to the tribunal.
Straight to the tribunal.
And you know what's funny?
He's going to get minimum 3 weeks, and it's being graded as careless, severe.
And he might still play on the weekend.
Yes.
Careless, severe impact, and high contact.
So technically, he can play the preseason game because it's not an official game. But it means that if he gets suspended for 3 weeks, he can play the preseason, but he can't play rounds 1, 2, or 3.
Yep. So
I don't think they should let him play at all.
Well, the AFL can say he can still train, and technically preseason is training.
It's like letting a death row inmate out in the yard.
Can I just say it's pretty funny if he gets to play preseason and then is immediately put on ice for 3 weeks.
Surely they wouldn't play him.
I don't know. Can
they might be like, oh, we want the match practice in him though.
Mm.
But if he's going to,
I just
think
the look of it, you just shouldn't play.
Especially after the other news from this week, too. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, Pal Pepper was interviewed, and he said, obviously it wasn't a good hit, so my future's in the MRO's hands.
Can I say, I was good on Pal Pepper for being like,
Why? What did you expect him to do?
Well, he did. He then said, he's like, first thing I did was flick Mark a message after the game. It was never my intention to concuss anyone or hit anyone high. I think I play a tough, fair game. Obviously, I got that one wrong.
As opposed to Maynard, who came out and was pulling
couldn't
his
have
pants
done anything
through.
About it.
I'm a good boy! Suck my dick, I'm a good boy!
Yeah, he's Italian now.
Yeah.
No,
he's just a fuckhead, that's what he is.
Yeah,
he's a piece of shit.
Speaking of Braden Maynard, the other big piece of news.
Yes, Angus Brayshaw.
He's gone to footy heaven.
Well, this came before the Power Pepper game.
It was the day of, though.
It made it worse.
Or was it the day before?
It was the Tuesday, I think, he retired.
I think this happened 2 days after. Pal Pepper.
Yeah, that game happened on the Friday, I think. And I think maybe Tuesday or Wednesday he announced.
He retired on the Wednesday and then the game was Friday.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Which is sad because Angus Brayshaw, great player.
Great boy.
Yeah. Great boy.
Where's the helmet?
Only 28.
Yeah. And the AFL has said they're going to change the rules as of this year.
They already have, yeah.
But they didn't punish
at the time.
Maynard at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tinfoil hat on, didn't want to get in the way of Collingwood winning a premiership.
Well, my argument at the time is my argument now. If that same hit happens in round 4 of last year, Maynard gets 3 weeks and nobody bats an eye.
Collingwood do.
Well, Collingwood would be annoyed, but he would just get 3 weeks.
They'd probably get him off.
Was that
the first week of the finals?
It sure was.
Put it another way, say Ryan Lester did that same thing. Season over.
Tom Hawkins. Suspended Tom.
There's different rules.
They've calmed down on suspending Tom, though.
They have, because he stopped doing dumb shit.
Or, as he's gone, people have started realizing more and more, he's getting bums on seats, Tom.
Yeah, mate. The camera's started to cut away. That's what happened.
They're just like, they blur out.
I'd love a Channel 7 director who's like watching the games and works for Geelong, and it's like Tom Hawkins looks a little bit angry. Cut away from him.
Right? Cut away.
Every camera, all 40 cameras off him right now.
Why is that fullback on the ground? We don't have any footage.
Calls the boss of Telstra, shut down all reception. We don't want any phones working in the building.
Kill them all.
Yeah.
No, it's psycho, because the thing for me is, like, there's this massive lawsuit coming for the AFL, right? Mm-hmm. Brayshaw's going to sue the AFL, and he could probably get a fuckload of money, because by changing the laws, they're admitting that their laws weren't up to the standard of the thing.
Yeah.
The AFL are going to argue that it's up to the club doctors and the player themselves, though. They're going to wash their hands of it.
No, I reckon not.
That's their only defense.
They will absolutely pay out this lawsuit.
What happens with Brayshaw's contract, I wonder? Because he's got 5 years left.
Does it get paid out?
Don't know.
It'll probably be paid out at a...
They can pay it out.
Does the AFL pay it out?
I think it's the same... not the same situation at all, but a similar financial thing to Beams when he quit.
Yeah.
I think Beams was allowed to be paid out outside of the team salary cap.
So Eddie will also pay for this one, you reckon?
He might.
Yeah.
I reckon Brayden should. Brayden should chip in a bit for it.
He'd be feeling like shit.
He would.
Yeah.
What?
Because he ruined a man's career.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't.
He would.
No. He'll be. No,
he would. Joel, he'll be feeling
Sean,
bad.
Sean, I reckon he'll be doing.
He'll be feeling bad, mate.
Sean, he'll be doing that thing that fuckheads love to do. They're like, they have a negative feeling. And a regular person that's in touch with their emotions will be like, I feel bad for a bad thing I did. But he'll get angry that he feels bad. And now he'll be like, He's a cunt. He's always been a cunt.
We agree then.
Yeah. He's a cunt. He's always been a cunt. He wouldn't feel... If he does feel bad, he doesn't know he's feeling bad. He'll just be defensive, which is the worst way to respond to something when you've done something wrong. The worst way to respond to something.
When do Melbourne play Collingwood? Do they play earlier, or is it just the King's birthday game?
Don't know.
Because that crowd birthday. Will be hot.
No, it won't.
No, they won't, Tom. They barrack for Melbourne.
No. I mean the Collingwood crowd.
Oh, they'll be cheering.
Yes. They will go into
I didn't think of that. That's disgusting.
Turbo awful mode. Yeah. Like they did after the game, you know, when he took his four marks for the entire match.
Yeah. That's one of the worst parts of the game, I think. I experienced that last year when Sicily knocked McCluggage out.
Yeah.
And they just cheered him every time he went near the ball for the rest of the game. It's like, he knocked a fucking guy out. Yeah. Oh.
Is it because they're like preemptively trying to be like, hey, don't boo our boy?
That was a very small crowd game. So I think, you know, a couple hundred Brisbane people probably booed him the first time he touched the ball. And then for the rest of the game, it's like, that's our fucking captain.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I just hate that part of the game.
Yeah. Get rid of it.
Some clubs do it way worse than others. Collingwood. Yes,
the bigger ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. First time they play each other is King's birthday, 10th of June.
I got so much. It'll fizzle by then.
Whatever. No. Melbourne might not even be a club by then.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a chance.
So I guess we've covered Angus Brayshaw's retirement. There's also been two big injuries in match sim. One was reported this morning, Tom. So you're looking at me confused.
I'm confused too. I'm glad you know all this information.
Yeah. What's the other one?
So Cam Guthrie did his quad injury.
Yeah, that's the one I knew about.
Yes. Yep. And the other injury.
Which we'll get onto
Tom's
the quad.
Pride.
You know, so
Geelong's premiership hopes.
Do you want? Okay, so the other one is Luke Parker.
Oh, I didn't hear
about it. Broke his arm. Yeah, no, I did see this.
GWS and has had surgery.
That's fucked.
The thing about that is Sydney are in a better position than they were a few years ago to cover Parker's loss for a bit of the year.
Well, that's wild because Mills is out for half the season, remember?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, the wrestling incident.
Yeah. So, are they, Tom?
Taylor Adams, come on down. Guess Brody Grant is playing as a small inside mid this year. What they're going to do is they need to clone Errol Goulden three times to cover. That's a big loss.
Yeah.
How many weeks? Is it like six or seven?
Doesn't say.
Because it's a broken arm too. Start. Like that's a delayed start makes it sound like he might miss the first round.
Oh, yep. No.
But like he's definitely going to miss like at least 6 weeks.
By the time this episode comes out, listeners may be able to find the information, but at time of recording, it just says his return to play is yet to be determined, with the 31-year-old to meet with specialists again at the end of the week.
I'm older than Luke Parker. We're all older than Luke Parker.
How old was he, sorry?
31.
Yeah. I thought he was our age.
Tom, we're older than nearly everyone in the AFL.
That's true. About it like
except
that.
For Tom Hawkins.
As long as there's
Scott
still an
Pendlebury.
Older as long as there's still one older player in the AFL, my dream is still alive. Maybe I'll play the AFL.
You can.
I someone was talking about aging at work the other day and like getting older, and someone was like, you know you're old when the current Australian test captain is younger than you, and boys, Pat Cummins is younger than all of us.
How old is he?
He's like 31.
Yeah, okay. He's young though.
Yeah, he's young for it. Look, he is. Cricketers, they tend to be a bit older, but they are starting to retire when they're getting to like mid-30s now rather than late
old man
30s.
Age.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like us, we are at a point where we would be, you know, outside the salary cap on a veteran salary.
Yep.
All of us. Every year, we are at the age now where all the stories on our preseason would be like, oh, can he go again?
Mm.
It's amazing that this 32-year-old man is still standing. Put him in a backyard. Put a bullet in his head. He's too old to move again.
I reckon get a meatball sub of me and I could kick 3 goals in the grand final and get the team over the line.
Yeah. I'd bet on that.
Yeah. I could have a magical third quarter.
Yeah.
A Stewie Jew special.
Yo, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty flat about the Guthrie injury. I'm not going to lie.
You did talk him up a lot last week.
I was he's been one of my favorites for a while, like ages. I've always liked him.
Now he's injured and angry. He's got resting cunt face off the field.
Yeah.
Rude.
It's such a shitty, like,
doctors and nurses are doing their best, Cam. Yeah. Put it away.
It's such a like frustrating thing because it was like, it's a completely different injury too. Like, it's not like he had soft tissue stuff last year. It was a stress fracture in his foot, which is a pain in the ass to come back from. He's come back, he's fit, he's firing, he gets the first possession of the game, 8 seconds in, quad, it kills him. It looks like he's shot in the back of the head and then launched off a little diving board.
Get him out of your fantasy team.
Yeah, I'm really flat about it.
You were going to get him, weren't you?
I was. I might have to swap him for a different injury-prone midfielder.
Oh, which one?
From the West.
Luke Bock.
No.
Yes. I like a Tom Wilder. He's
Nat
cooking
five.
Over here. He's absolutely fucking cooking.
Nat 5, very cheap.
Mm, yeah. Like 400.
I've got 450.
Get him in. Get him in. Get him in. Actually, don't. Don't listen to me. Fuck you.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, all go fuck yourselves. The forward line experiment's over. That's all I'm hearing.
The forward line experiment failed.
It's crazy. Like just monitoring like the first week of practice matches.
Yeah.
Players who are going to play in different positions. Then you go to fantasy and they're like, they might be playing, got a new role on halfback.
Yeah.
They're going to be a halfback weapon, forward line.
Yeah. They're like, yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. Those ones are good too when it's like, you know, they're a forward in the, or they're going to play in a midfield minutes and they're like back pocket, like they're defending. You're like, thank you very much.
Well, there'll be some people that suffer as well as, I heard that with Essendon. There's been a slight reshuffle. Like Nick
Martin's going to the halfback line.
Yeah, Nick Martin won't be on the wing anymore.
No, but that's good.
Nick Martin in my team.
Yes, because he's playing at halfback. He's going to be doing a lot
kick
of
him as a mid, though.
Kicks, baby.
Yeah. Mm.
Get those juicy kick marks.
Look, I'll throw another one out there if you guys want to hear it.
Yep.
Carl Amon taking the kick-ins at Hawthorn.
Oh.
Listed as a mid.
That means Sicily, do not pick up.
Mm. Well, no, but Sicily's still going to mark. And that's where his juice is.
When you're picking key backs, Tom, you want to make sure they're taking the kick in.
Yeah, but that, I yes. But
oh, wait, you're shit at fantasy. Why am I talking to you? I forgot.
Kick mark, baby. That's the goal.
Sicily should still be good, but I think his price is too high.
Yeah, he's like a wait. He's a wait and see. He's not going to go.
He's been priced out of the Sean Carney team, I'll tell you
that's
that.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm considering a team name switch.
Ooh.
I don't know, maybe something fresh. I don't know.
Yeah, actually,
it's Coach Carno at the moment.
Yeah, I might change mine too.
I don't know. Tom, you got to keep yours. I think yours is great. And as long as T-Man is in the league as Soft Hands, you've got to be Son of Soft Hands.
Look, there's every chance he's changed his name like a maniac. I haven't checked yet. It'd be very funny.
Shall we talk fantasy?
Well, I'm trying to think.
Got some breaking news?
No, there's a few more news.
Yeah.
News things to talk about. There's a real big one.
Yep.
Speaking of football heaven, someone has gone to football hell.
Who?
Oh, yes.
They finally sacked him.
Oh, Taron Thomas.
Taron Thomas. See you later, bud.
Got suspended for 18 weeks, and then 1 week later, they were like, actually, get fucked.
No, same day. So the AFL's official.
It was definitely not the same day, Tom.
So, no. The news
leaked.
You can
say no as much as you want.
Just stop. I've got the juice.
Shut your mouth, Tom. Your juice is off.
Let me cook, baby.
It's past its best bite.
Tom, out of everyone that I've ever let cook, you're the least reliable chef in the world.
Was it no hat, no cooking?
No hat, no play?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the story leaked like a week earlier.
Pretty sure is carrying that.
John Ralph was talking about how they're going to give him 18 weeks. And then the day that the AFL officially handed out their sanction, about an hour later, North released a statement saying that they were letting him go.
Interesting.
I reckon I could fact check this straight away.
And yet, it's taking him time, Joel, Sean.
There's been a lot of news, that's why.
He's got to type.
I got to scroll, actually.
He's got to scroll. Okay. Get that thumb working. But yeah, good riddance. See you, champion.
It's great. Great for the game.
In the words, what Sean, a in the words of the NBA, better start learning Chinese, buddy. Do you want to, while Joel's scrolling there, do you want to do a bit of NBA chat, Sean?
Let's have some NBA chat, Tom.
Boston.
Boston, there. Things are cooking.
Speaking of chef's hats.
They're all wearing chef's
hats. They're all wearing
some
chef's
hats. Some of the tallest hats in the world.
They're big hats. Porzingis is now at 4 meters tall. His chef's hat's so big.
I love the zinger. He's added a lot to the Boston team. Derek White continues to be great. Drew Holiday's the other addition this year.
Yes.
He's been fucking great. The bench, you and I have talked about this a lot.
Yes, we have.
The bench is not as deep as it perhaps once was.
No.
And yet, I like the bench.
The bench has got role players on it, Sean, and they're doing...
Pritchard and Hauser, I like these guys. Cornette, he can.
There's energy coming off that bench. Job done. Horford's coming off the bench these days.
Horford, there's buzz off the bench, and that's what it's all about.
I will say one more thing just on the Boston Celtics is there's another reason for the change in how their form is going.
Yeah.
Derek White playing very well this year, Sean.
True.
What did he do before he started this season?
Shaved his head.
Bang!
Aerodynamic.
He is the most aerodynamic looking upside down head motherfucker, and it's so good.
I'm just going to add one more thing on basketball before Joel cooks. And that is to say the All-Star weekend is over. So now the real season.
The real season can begins.
Begin. Yeah, now the real stuff begins. So here we go.
So the 12, 18-week suspension wasn't North Melbourne. That was the AFL.
No, correct.
That's what Tom said.
That's what I said. Yep.
And then North Melbourne sacked him. Wasn't the same day.
When? What was the time?
What was the time difference?
It was a couple of days. I don't have the
That's
exact
what I did think. That was there.
I felt like I saw the news, or was it...
Oh, you felt like.
The
AFL handed down their 18-week
suspension.
18 weeks.
Did they also hand down a separate suspension saying that also, but also he could not play this season, and then North came out and sacked him?
No, they said the 18 weeks covered all forms of footy.
The headline you saw was North sacked him, meaning he won't play at all this year, even though he's suspended for 18
weeks. I could have sworn I felt like I read an article the day of being like the AFL finally officially handed down their sentence that people have said they were going to do, officially went through, and then an hour later, North released a statement.
In any case,
he's out of here.
Rotten hell.
Yep. Although, as of 30 minutes ago, North Melbourne have come out and been like, we've sacked him. We're not throwing him to the Wolves, though. He needs help. We're going to help him get that help, which is good.
Respectable, I think.
I mean, that's I think... They have to say that publicly. I think behind closed doors, they've hit him with a truck.
There's been another injury updated as of 5 minutes ago.
Oh, who?
West Coast ruckman Matt Flynn has injured himself in a captain's... has been sent for surgery after injuring himself in the captain's run and set to miss 10 to 12 weeks.
Jesus. Oh, it's already started. It's already started.
New team.
West Coast.
New team. Same old injuries.
New team. Hellhole Stadium.
Oh, Hellhole. Captain's run is like a light jog, is it?
Yeah.
Not?
Yeah.
Was it, though, at the ground they played the pracky match at, which is it like...
Is what happens when you play dress-ups? Kane Corns is going to have a field day with this injury.
Kane was right.
Yeah, Kane.
He was right all along.
If he was wearing his footy gear from day one, this wouldn't have happened.
Yep.
Well, just before we move on to fantasy chat, we've talked about...
I got one thing too, Tom, in terms of aerodynamic people.
Okay. Well, because this is my question to you, because we talked about our preseason games. Joel's was bad. Mine was sad, but we won. Yep. So mixed feelings.
Brisbane game.
Let's talk.
I think I jumped onto KO 3 or 4 times and collectively watched about 5 minutes of the game.
So you reckon the extra...
Just didn't want to jump in too much, really. But Brandon Starcevic.
Yep.
Gary Ablett levels of fucking... speed on his head.
Yeah. He's done the Homer Simpson. He's put his head in the ball, O'Shiner.
Yeah. Dunkley's is growing back a little bit, but Brandon, and he went forward and kicked a goal. It's working already. Charlie Cameron, I think, kicked 5 goals really early in the game, and then just he said, that'll do.
He likes to do that every now and again.
Yeah.
Kick 5 or 6 before halftime and then just have a nap.
Yeah. Brisbane looked good in the couple of minutes that I watched, and from what I heard about the game, the people you want to play well played well. Cam Rainer played on the ball, I think, for the whole game. And Joey looked good. Hipwood kicked fucking 2 goals, 6 or 7 or some shit.
So he's back.
Yeah, he's back. Blustery conditions. Lockie Neal didn't play. Jared Berry didn't play. I'm not sure who else was missing. There might have been a couple, but yeah. I don't know.
Serviceable.
Building.
Yeah.
Oh, they looked like...
They looked good.
First quarter, they just blew them out of the water. And it was like, yeah, cruised. Brisbane's horny, and now they're just going to take the foot off and get everybody through.
I think for Brisbane, exciting. Gold Coast, I'd be a little bit worried about that.
Because
you've got the pool, you've got the tools, and you've got the coach now.
Yeah, I would be concerned by that if I was the Gold Coast.
Did their big top picks all play? Wasn't one of them injured?
No, no. I really didn't watch the game much at all, really. Not sure who's injured, not sure who played. I saw Tuke Miller out there, so they at least had, you know, the skipper out there, but not sure.
Are they Gold Coast? Are they a dual skipper situation?
Yeah, Jared Witts and Tuke Miller.
Tuke Miller. Yep. They're still doing that?
Still doing it, yep. I heard Tuke Miller on the radio this morning because it was Captain's Day at the AFL, at yep. AFL House today. Yep. Tuke Miller came down to it and he said, they asked him, oh, do you guys like switch every year or whatever? Who gets to come down? He goes, well, he's got two young kids now, so I think I'm just going to be coming down every year.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you guys dual captains?
We've got
Andrews and Neil.
That was
again.
Announced since the last ep. Yeah, it's Andrews and Neil again. Dunkley and McCluggage are vice captains.
Oh, that's
and
gross.
Then in the leadership group, I know Charlie Cameron's in there. There's maybe Big O, I think. There's a couple other people in there.
Joey in there?
Jared Berry. No, Joey's not in there.
That's good. They know that he does his leadership work outside of the parameters of a official structure.
Can't be in the leadership group if you don't own a TV.
So
and if you live in Byron Bay.
Yeah.
Which is just so crazy.
And the lifestyle of that, like, playing for Brisbane was kind of rock a bit.
Yeah.
Look how many extra years fucking Luke Hodge got.
Just look at the fact Lincoln McCarthy, you know, has played, I think, something like 84 out of a possible 86 games since he arrived in Brisbane. When he played like 9 in 5 years.
I'm so happy for him, Sean.
Yeah. Nah, we're all happy for him.
He's a good boy.
Been sniffing around the AFL news to see what else there is to report on.
Yep, let's go.
Found out that Brad Scott took a long break over the Christmas holidays, and Daniel Jean Siracusa took over coaching Essendon. And maybe the wording of this is confusing to the point where I think Jean Siracusa may have coached in the loss.
I think he did because Brad Scott, I think he was sick or something happened and he couldn't be at the game. I read this.
Some coaches do this though. They let the assistants coach in the preseason.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
probably not normally when you've only been there for a year.
Yeah. Brad Scott was able to take an extended break over Essendon's Christmas holidays.
Why?
Did he go on an educational visit to America or something?
Well, or just a bunch of the players did.
Yeah, okay.
15 players went to Arizona to train.
They love it, don't they?
Mm.
That's so dumb. You need to be up at an altitude for so much longer than what they go for to get the benefits of it.
Let them have a little bump for 2 days.
Not even 2 days, Sean. Yeah. They're not even going to acclimatize. Oh, man. That's why teams aren't good in Denver.
What?
Because it's up so high.
So you mean...
Brad Scott...
You mean teams that visit there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Brad Scott...
And I was like, they just won the fucking championship.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay. Yep.
They're used to it.
Yep.
Brad Scott claimed that the 2 week period would help the players.
Okay.
So he took time off to help the players. He said...
That's good
As
spin.
I said to the players...
Yeah, how far away is Arizona from Vegas?
As I said to the players, they're very quickly going to get sick of the sound of my voice, so a 2 week reprieve is probably good for them as well.
Oh, speaking of coaches, sorry, I was listening to another podcast today.
Yep.
And I learned something that you'll love about your dad, Sean.
Okay.
Michael Voss.
Oh, so you meant John Carney.
No, no, your dad, Michael Voss.
The Irish filmmaker.
Paternity pending. Interviewing two players for Carlton, and they were telling a story about how, like, who's like the biggest in the weights room, like who lifts the most, like, reps and whatever.
Michael Voss.
And they told a story how Zach Williams, as part of his like rehab, was doing like weights where he was bench pressing. I think 100, right, which is heavy.
Yeah,
I'm not strong. Mm. I couldn't do that. Mm. And he had his feet on the ground, which makes it easier. It's still hard. He was really struggling. He finishes without saying a word to anybody. Bossy comes in, lies down on the bench, puts his feet on top of the bench, makes it harder, pumps out 8 or 9 reps, puts it down, walks out. I hear this story, I was like, that's fucking good shit.
Ah, Bossy. He's a strong man.
But he looks it too.
He's strong like Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
Have you recently rewatched Gladiator, Sean?
Have, yeah. But I think about it all the time. Russell Crowe doesn't have like Hugh Jackman veins popping out. He just has tree trunk arms.
Yeah, but that's because this movie was made in 2000 before we decided that action
Still
heroes
strong,
had
mate.
To look like they were on roids.
Still strong.
Because you look at Wolverine in the first X-Men films, he looks like a normal guy. He's just a bit buff.
Normalish, yeah.
Yeah. And then by now, he looks wrong.
Yeah.
Chemically wrong, Sean.
Chemically wrong.
The other news that we totally forgot about, Joel Smith, done for drug trafficking. Back's gone. Comes out and says, the allegations of a drug culture here at Melbourne are quite shocking. You can't keep saying now.
The funniest thing about him was he's like, they do hair tests, right? And he goes, until I see hair samples coming back saying we have that culture, I'm not going to buy into it. It's like, mate, you're the baldest person on the team.
That's funny from him.
You can't talk. I think Max Gawn's probably one of those like players who doesn't participate in that sort of shenanigans. He probably did back in the day.
There's someone that is in the, is it Jordan Lewis? Was he in the West Coast team?
He was in Hawthorn.
Jordan Lewis was Hawthorn in Melbourne.
Fuck. There was someone that was around, maybe it wasn't someone in the media and it was someone else, but I remember someone was talking about the West Coast culture, like, oh, because I like didn't really know what drugs were. I was just totally oblivious to all of it. I was like, bullshit.
That is the most, I've done a heap of drugs I've ever heard. I don't know what drugs are.
Maybe I can buy it from some players. Like Kane Corns was like, I never noticed that culture, but he also was like, but I wasn't getting invited to any of these things. So.
And I believe
What? Honestly, I might have combined that from Kane Corns with someone just denying knowing about it. Because I had it to be like.
But Melbourne are interesting because from like towards the end of last season to now, it's been all this like, we have such a strong culture. This is like, this is not representative of who we are, blah, blah, blah. Did the president of Melbourne come out and say it's the strongest culture, like team he's ever worked for?
He did say that.
He's worked with like 5 or 6 different clubs.
Yeah, he did say that.
30 years.
They're
shocking.
He went into a big swing. We're not going to know.
Joel Smith has 3 anti-doping violations against him.
Yep.
Plus the failed drug test from round 23.
Yep.
Plus an additional rule violation of possession of cocaine.
Yep. With intent to distribute too. Because it came out that the other players have tested positive and they're like, where did you get it from? And they're like,
Joel Smith.
Someone posted a very funny photo of him just kicking like a regulation set shot from one of those games.
Yeah.
Being like, I was watching this from the boundary. Didn't think he had the leg in him. It's like a 30-meter kick. Didn't think he had the leg in him. Didn't know he was on coke. we are a cursed podcast. Anytime we record and we're like, that's a good episode. The next day there'll be like 18 news stories and they're the biggest news stories of all time.
It happens nearly every week.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting to find out what's going to happen tomorrow. So speaking of next week, footy, it's fucking back.
Ish.
The news came back this week and next week the footy's back.
Sean was back. Listen, SEN. Can we actually just, Sean, do you mind if I pull back the curtain a little?
Yeah, if you may.
To our real lives.
I said you. Yeah, if you may.
Yeah. I would like to.
You may.
So we got a message, Joel, you and I, to the group chat on, was it Saturday night? Friday night.
Oh, yes.
It was Saturday, I believe.
I can't recall, but yeah.
I think it was Saturday.
It wasn't Saturday. No, we were together
Friday,
on Saturday.
Yeah, we were together on Saturday. It was Friday. We were
recording some stuff for Scaredy Boys.
Watching some stuff for Scaredy Boys. Yeah. Some juicy things. So get excited.
I know what this film is, listeners. And if you're a Scaredy Boys fan, fucking strap in.
Friday night, whatever night it was, we got a message from Sean that said you'd been for a walk for about an hour.
Yeah.
You'd listen to the same song on repeat.
Yep.
But what was the most important part of that message, Sean? What were you?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Back?
Yeah, you're ready.
Is that right? I'm ready. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, thanks. Fuck, I fed it to you beautifully.
Yeah, no, sorry, I just forgot. I had a win in Fortnite and
yep. then
went for a stomping walk around the neighborhood with my dog.
Yep.
Put some Hans Zimmer music on.
Hans Zimmer!
So it wasn't Max Richter. It was a song from a great film called The Creator, a track called True Love. Listened to that on repeat for probably, an hour and just pondered life and football. And ready to move on, ready to attack the season. Thank you.
Welcome. Good to have you here.
Yep. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Sean.
We just shook hands. Just
shaking hands.
And look, for the listeners.
Oh, it's back. No, it's just, you know, I could get angry and pissed off about the grand final from last year, or just move on.
Focus on round zero.
It's hard to move on, but the past can only hurt you when you let it hold on to you, I think. And it's time to just enjoy footy.
I'm so scared for you, Sean, because you've opened your heart up and you're ready to hurt again.
That's the thing. That's why I said to you I'm ready, because I'm ready to hurt again.
Because for footy. Opening round, there's four games. Yeah. Thursday night, Sydney v Melbourne.
Yawn.
Yeah.
That game's subtly interesting because both teams have injured and one of the teams has fallen
on
apart.
Well, no, look, that's still a very juicy game.
It is. It's juicy.
Yes. Yeah. I'll be watching.
Then Friday night.
Mm. Oh, Brody Gundy against his old team.
Then Friday night, Brisbane take on Carlton.
Yeah, it's a psycho opening round.
Oh, boy. That is big for Carlton, too, because they're going to be...
It's big for Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, it's big.
That's a danger. Like,
it's as dangerous as it gets, I think.
But, like,
A, because the prelim final.
Yeah.
Revenge on their mind. But also, Brisbane and Collingwood have that thing of like, I know it's only the case of 1 week in this instance.
Yeah.
But they've started their preseason later than other teams and stuff like that. And it's just, will they be 100% switched on? Time will tell. They might come out and just be murderous. This could be the Brisbane revenge tour all year. Or Carlton might just... They could win. Who fucking knows?
That has some big ramifications because I've looked at the date of that game, Sean, and we're away on a Scaredy Boys retreat.
Oh, on that?
Yeah.
When the game's on.
Yeah.
That's the Labor Day long weekend because it's footy's early this year.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well, that's okay. There'll be a break from horror movies for three hours.
That really cooks us because we've got a tight schedule. That's not a holiday. That's a work trip.
It is, yeah. Whew. We might have to do some day watches.
We have to watch some daytime movies. Fuck.
Friday daytime.
Can't be watching horror in the day. Fuck, footy. Maybe I'm not back.
It's just testing you at every possible moment.
So you are back.
I feel bad. Damo doesn't need to be around me and football.
He's been around it too much.
Yeah.
God.
And then Saturday, we've got Gold Coast take on Richmond.
That is such a shit.
No.
No, it is.
That's spicy, Tom.
It's not.
It's at 4:20 on Saturday.
Why?
Why? Because, you know why? It's a dog shit matchup.
No, but it's opening round. Why 4:20 is yuck.
And then...
I assume it rolls straight into...
It sure does.
Yeah.
A Giants stadium at 7:30 that night. Giants are taking on Collingwood.
I kind of love this because the Giants
be a good game.
Hate Collingwood so much and they're very vocal about it.
Yeah.
But it's got... There's such like... The Giants are a small club
and
who to this point have not achieved
the
ultimate success. Yep. And it's just like to Collingwood, they're kind of like just a little fly buzzing around, I think.
The thing, it reminds me of...
But maybe, hopefully, this opening round, there'll be that fly buzzing around with a gun. Ready to take a life.
It reminds me of the bit in Endgame where Scarlet Witch just like throws a ship at Thanos and she's like...
You've taken everything from...
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, or the madman elevator.
The madman.
I don't think about you at all or whatever the fuck that line is.
Yeah. What's funny about that is Don Draper, he's thinking about him all the time.
Oh, I hope the Giants rattle him.
I reckon they will.
Big chance.
What's that thing, the Tom Green thing, free smoke anywhere you want?
Yeah. What did the Giants do that was shit?
Oh, they've got a major spot. One of their major sponsors this year, is Sportsbet.
That's right.
Yeah. Yuck.
I know that is disgusting,
But it's hard to be critical of a team like the Giants who would be like fighting tooth and nail for any kind of sponsorship.
No, I disagree.
No, it's not as easy.
AFL money.
No, yeah, but it's not like for how long?
Forever.
And how much? Is it the same every year? I doubt it.
I just don't think
it's not. It's easier. I'd be hypercritical of a Collingwood because they can just get a sponsorship from fucking anywhere. Those teams outside of Victoria, it's harder.
It's, can I just say, it is absolutely fucked still that in the year 2024, the AFL has an official wagering partner. Because they say wagering, because that sounds better than gambling.
Yeah.
But, like, it's insane that the AFL shouldn't have a fucking, do you know who, in conversations with the AFL are talking about growing the game and developing the game and getting more eyes on the game, you know who their target demographic is? Kids and families. That's who they're aiming their game for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not us. Like, well, they know we're going to watch it, but in terms of who they're targeting, they have a, technically the AFL shouldn't have a wagering or a booze sponsor.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Who else is going to pay for the concussion lawsuits, Tom?
Toyota?
Yeah. If I was the Giants, I'd get Marlboro on the phone. Bring back smoking sponsorships.
Under the roof.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who loves to smoke? Jesse Hogan.
Yes.
Kicking goals, punching darts.
Kicking goals against Essendon. Cunt. Scoring like 192 fantasy points or something. Yeah.
I hope he does that in round zero. Who have they got for the preseason pracky?
Who, Giants?
The pracky, yeah.
So Giants just beat Sydney. Sydney.
For the proper, the ones that actually count. Well, the ones that are on the AFL app.
Do they have Gold Coast? Because I know that Brisbane have Sydney this week. So maybe
they do. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. They try and keep them local-ish.
The West Coast do the West-South swap?
West Coast are playing Adelaide.
Yeah, and Port are playing Freo?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Essendon playing Geelong.
Yep.
Brisbane are playing Sydney. Yep. Carlton are playing Melbourne. Collingwood are playing Richmond.
Yep.
Hawks are playing Bulldogs. Who cares?
Yeah. Yep. The further you went down.
St Kilda and North. Yucky.
Oh, man. Just calling a matchup yucky. All right. Yeah. Fans chat. Sean, how are we looking?
We're looking pretty good. The Weapons League, I think we're only waiting on Wilbur.
Yep.
Will, come on, mate. I feel like Will has a different fucking email address every year.
I feel
he did put an email into our inbox saying, boys, I'm keen, let's go. And then I looked at the records. I'm like, I've sent the invite to the wrong email.
Yeah, you did got you reply to that email?
I did. So we're waiting.
I will say that there has been, I don't know if it's a hiccup with fantasy stuff, the system, but because, I mean, he is old. But my dad never claims to have never received an invite.
That's a user error. That's a big user error.
I never got an invite for the Weapons League either. I had to ask for it.
Interesting.
I got all four.
Sent it to him twice. Yeah. We've got a lot of emails from people who are like, hey, I'm keen. And I'm like, I've already sent you the invite. A lot of emails. Also got a lot of emails of people being like, I'm fucking keen. Let's go. And then immediately after, sorry, just checked my email. You've already sent it.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
That's good.
Yeah, so the reserves would have been full, but we have lost
celebrity tipper, celebrity fantasy coach. We've
lost celebrity fantasy coach and now real life coach,
real coach
Jess Wushner. Congratulations on the job, Wush. She's coaching the Tasmanian team.
Yep.
That's fucking huge.
The girls' development team, I believe.
Yeah, they're under 12.
But had the
under 12
had the respect for how good
is
footy.
It really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it under 12?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't know it was under 12.
I thought it was like under 16s.
No, it's under 12.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a development.
Of course, because they're going to be here in like, wow.
Orange should be a good coach. Had the respect for How Good's Footy 2 to message me back and say, thank you, but I'm not going to be doing it this year.
She remembered the league.
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably, she was like, oh yeah, that's a league where I was fighting tooth and nail every week because everyone in there is a psycho.
I listened to their podcast once and it was worse than being struck by lightning.
Do you reckon she did? Do you reckon she dabbled? Do you reckon
I think from memory she put the call out like, hey, I want to play fantasy. If you've got a league, let me know. And I did. So.
Yeah.
But she was with us for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Legend. Premiership fucking legend.
First ever goal scorer for Essendon AFLW team.
Waiting for one more in the fun section and then waiting for three more in the
Stu Martin
League.
Which
I will name them because I want to give them a kick in the ass and a hurry up. Carbs, this is 2 years in a row you've really left us hanging. Are you in or not?
You motherfucker.
Carbs, I know, listens and knows we're back because I'm pretty sure I saw a Carbs like either How Good's Footy or Skeety Boy's Instagram
about Jordan?
Post. No, Carbs was the username on Instagram.
Another one. This is not Lions Scott. There's another Scott in the Stu Martin. Waiting to hear back.
Scott, and what the fuck?
I think you can probably guess who the other holdout is in the Stu Martin. who we haven't heard back from.
I'm going to guess Tracy.
Tracy. Yeah.
No, Stu, I forgot Stu about Tracy.
Stu got back to us and sent us an email too saying thanks for getting him back in.
Also, good luck, Stu. Sorry, we know that Tracy's listening to the episode because she sent us a message.
Absolutely.
And we replied to that message being like, Tracy, check your fucking email. So we're going to say it again. Tracy, check your fucking
email. No. What we're going to say is, Tracy, are you driving? Close your eyes. All right.
Tracy.
Imagine an inbox.
I will also
say. It's your inbox. Open it.
Tracy is the only person that the How Good's Footy Instagram account follows that has How Good's Footy in their close friends on Instagram.
Fantastic.
Which
that
is,
actually fucking rocks.
I'm not personally in her close friends, but How Good's Footy is, yeah.
That rules. That's so
you just
funny.
Want to see. You just want the Tracy, podcast to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Respond to the email. Join the league. Stop giving me an admin headache. If you don't do this, I think there's going to have to be a 12-month curse on Carlton.
Yeah. And we know what's going to happen opening round.
You don't want that.
Yeah. Joel's got a membership ready to go.
I'm reminding you that I did put a 100-year curse on St Kilda. I think a year ago.
Fuck.
That's going strong.
It's going very strong.
Tracy, don't tempt me.
Well, I mean, they made the finals.
It's going strong.
Yeah, they the no, Tom. You know what? I take it back. Going strong.
Did they win a final?
Did they?
No.
Oh, they got pumped by the Giants.
Listeners, though, if you are keen for fantasy, guess what? I know last week we said if you're listening to next week, you fucked up too late. Now we've got enough extra people that a fifth league is maybe on the cards.
We do have a wait list at the moment.
But!
Yeah.
Fucking, the moment you're hearing this, you better fucking send us an email. Yeah. Because don't be emailing it on a fucking Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll kill you. Friday's probably all right, actually. Don't be emailing in next Monday. I'll kill you.
I think the episode that comes out next week, we'll be talking about locked in fantasy
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and that'll be, also that'll cover opening round. Opening round is not covered not by fantasy. Fantasy. No,
yeah.
And it does affect, I was wrong last week, so I'd just like to apologize. So opening round does affect players' values, but that doesn't get reflected until after round one.
Okay.
So every player will stay the same value during opening round until they get to round one. Round one starts, still the same value. End of round one, whatever the changes are for both weeks will be in place. So if someone gets fucking 160, they'll still be cheap. Bring them in.
Yep.
That's juicy.
That is juicy. I'm really scared of fantasy still, but I'm ready. My dad did have a crack at me, though, which is rough.
Yep.
He was like, oh, I was talking about doing research. He's like, yeah, what you? I'm guessing you just like pull up what other people want and just say, oh, yeah, make sure you have one of these three backmen and you just pick all those. Yeah, I was like, no, but that's rude. Why would that be bad anyway? Dad, leave me alone.
Respond to an email. Wayne.
Hey, learn how your inbox works.
He's got a couple of email addresses. I reckon that's
fucking
where
it's boomer.
Was he trying to open it on a tablet and a tablet wasn't big enough?
Yeah, probably.
Man, I'll do so much tech support for tablets at my work.
Yeah. So, Wayne, Dad, shut up. And
does Wayne listen?
No.
Tipping, still a thing. It's the same comp. If you used it last time, it's the same one. If it's the new one, I'll put the details on Instagram this week for real this time.
Yeah, you did say you were going to.
No, I sent it to you.
You did send it to me.
I've been absolved.
Wait, Tom, do you have...
It got buried.
Yeah, and also, Tom, do you have access to the Instagram?
What?
Yeah, you
Why
do.
Not?
No, he does.
No, I don't.
He definitely does.
Oh, you sack of shit.
So he handballed it over to me for no
Can
reason.
Can I, in my defense, when I sent it to Joel...
There is no defense.
I didn't think I had access to the Instagram like I never used to have access to the emails or Scaredy Boys' Twitter.
Well, no, Tom.
You're full of shit, Tom.
You knew you had access to the How Good's Footy Instagram when this happened because I was like, we got some nice messages. And thank you to anyone who's DM'd us. We do see those.
Oh,
it's not like Twitter where we
I
just
replied.
Don't see shit.
Yeah, fuck.
And you replied to that message.
So I think what's happened here is I'd like to plead something else.
Insanity?
Stupidity.
Judge finds you guilty, beheaded.
Woo! I'm smarter now.
Yeah. So, yeah, tipping, we'll post that on... Tom will post that on Instagram. He might do it right now. Yeah, he got distracted immediately.
He'll forget.
Nah, the internet's shit in this room.
Yeah.
In Chernobyl.
Excuses.
Yeah, we got bad internet in Chernobyl. So...
That's Chernobyl, Australia. Not to be confused with Chernobyl, wherever it is.
Ukraine?
Russia? Ukraine.
It's Ukraine. Aren't you meant to be the clever fucking history piece of shit boy?
Excuse me.
Clever.
Clever. We just established that I'm stupid. I was found guilty.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we got to wrap this up before it gets even more gas leaky.
Do we have any emails, Joel?
Great question, and it's good to be back in the inbox. And we've got emails. People
did you,
are happy
like,
to be
Tracy,
there.
Close your eyes and visualize your inbox and then open it?
Yeah, I did. So, first one. This is from Tim, who you may have heard us refer to a lot in the last couple of years because it's the Carton Blues fantasy fucking powerhouse.
Former champion.
Former champion. Subject, fantasy footy. Now, you're probably thinking, cool, he's applying for fantasy footy. Good, that's what we want. But there's a bit of extra juice here.
I love extra juice.
Boys, so excited to be back again in the Weapons League. Sadly fell short in the prelim final last year, but officially landed just inside the top 100 on the site. I now have a beautiful hat. See below.
Hang on. He got a hat.
They give you a hat.
If now, you finish in the top 100, hang on.
Tim mentioned this to us last year, but I didn't understand what he's talking about. He was like, I'm gunning for that cap. So I guess if you finish in the top 100, you get an AFL fantasy hat with your number on it.
Yeah.
Where you finished.
Because Tim.
Oh my God.
Tim, we're going to post a photo of your hat.
That is.
That's really cool.
That is so good. 97.
Yeah. In the world.
That's I would wear that hat crazy. Every fucking day.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And
that is awesome.
Tim's so good that he also came in and clarified the fantasy rules, like I said.
Yep.
Plenty of changes in strategy and fantasy too. Joel got the price change quirk correct. Two price changes worth will occur after round one is finished, and multiple teams have buys in rounds 2, 3, 5, and 6. So it's all happening. Great email, Tim, and great hat.
I just saw another email. It's just an inquiry to join fantasy. So yep. Again, email us at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com if you want to play fantasy. There may be some slots opening up. It's from Fraser, and it just begins with, what's happening, you cooked Chernobyl mofos?
Get him on the waiting list.
Get him on the waiting list. Send us an email. We'll read it out. You will send it to howgoodsfooty@gmail.com.
Yeah, and we've actually got one more email to bring home the show, Tom.
Beautiful.
And this is a mix between a fair enough point and maybe a bit of whining. Listeners can decide, and the people in the room can decide. Subject, score review. And this is from Kyle. Boys, boys, boys. Am I going crazy here? Or has the AFL done nothing about changing the score review? It cost a team a spot in the finals, and I feel like we were promised change, but I have heard nothing about it in 2024. Are we about to watch this play out again? At least if a goal umpire fucks up, stop the game and make him run a lap. Cheers, boys, Kyle.
Didn't they say after that, though, they were going to... They already implemented the changes, like they were going to take more time or make sure they do something. Like, I thought that after the Adelaide result, every goal review after that was like...
I thought they'd done some tweak for the final series.
Because I felt like even the... Like, because the Adelaide game was round 22, not 23 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. It was the second last round.
No, it was the final round.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a dead rubber final round. No,
no,
okay.
No, no.
Because I felt...
Far from it.
I felt the finals then had a lot of goal reviews in a couple of games where they like over they went overcorrected on the goal reviews.
Because that goal review, not only did it keep Adelaide out of finals, but it also put... Sydney like it in. Changed everything
yeah,
around.
It did. Yeah. Changed about like five teams' destinies.
Yeah.
It meant that the St Kilda were locked in. It didn't matter what happened to St Kilda. There was another team. It didn't matter what happened to them.
I think it
Bulldogs
meant that,
could still make it, yeah. but they had to, like, it was crazy.
I think it meant that the Sunday games were not exciting anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad. Kyle.
What's not sad is the footy's back.
Kyle, they've probably done something, but I'm sure that everyone will be saying how fucked it is again anyway. And I'm sure that there'll be more mistakes, and the AFL loves to change rules, so who knows?
They've actually, what I've heard is they're just using the entire DRS for cricket. So instead of having goals, it'll just show a wicket and ball tracking. So you'll hear them. I might be like, all right, we're going to score a review. Just give me that front foot, please.
Yeah, line of length.
Yeah, just roll that rock and roll that forward
yeah,
for me.
It's,
yeah, fair delivery. Yeah. I'm going to need front on when you've got it.
Yep, it's pitching
Thank
in
you.
Line.
Yeah, pitching in line. All right, that's three reds. You're going to be back on screen.
Decision on screen.
Yeah. Change decision. That's out.
Yeah.
What's not out? Well, what is out is this episode and us. We're out of time.
Yeah.
So you should send us an email at How Good's Footy. You should find us on Instagram at How Good's Footy
Pod.
Pod.
Yep. Yes.
You should find us individually on that website at Orca Trade.
What am I at, Tom?
You're a carny for 55.
What's Joel at, Tom?
And Joel is a douche 13. Mm-hmm. That is D-U-S-C-H.
1-3.
1-3.
Where can you also find us, Tom?
You can also find us on most other forms of social media at those handles, including Letterboxd. And if you really want to, Twitter. You can also listen to Scaredy Boys new episodes every Friday for Sean and I. You can also listen to Thumb Cramps.
Comes out on Friday. Yes, Thumb Cramps.
Thumb Cramps new episodes every Friday with Joel. There's so much podcast. Footy's coming. I'm excited.
I'm excited too. Go footy. Essendon, for fuck's sake, do not lose to Geelong by 15 goals. I will put a gun in my mouth before the season starts.
Go footy.
Go footy. Go it's footy. Good to be back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.